na'budu and nasta'in, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the plural form. Why? Because there's a social aspect when it comes to worship, where he says na'budu and nasta'in, emphasizing and teaching us that even in worship, we must try to come together. It is known that performing ibadat on worship or salat by yourself, as opposed to performing the salah in groups or jama'ah, you get more blessings when it is performed in a group or in jama'ah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help in confronting the forces, whether that be internal forces or external forces. Such internal forces can be jealousy, lust, pride, the pursuit of wealth. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in this great challenge. Every morning we wake up, we recite this verse, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. In the afternoon as well, we recite these verses, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this help. And before we go to bed at night, we again recite this holy verse. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, he truly believed in إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, where his tawakkul and his reliance was only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all know that he was successful, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped him in becoming victorious with the Islamic Revolution. What an excellent state for a servant and a believer to be in when they are able to attain this level of faith, where their total reliance is only towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where they recognize him as the ultimate creator. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he states, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِ وَنُسُكِ وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, indeed, my prayer, my rites of sacrifice, my living, and my dying are for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. We see that everything goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have our natural desires, we have our nafs that is trying to tempt us and deviate us, and we have the external shaitans as well that are trying to indulge us in sin and for us to tarnish our soul and lose our blessings. But once we have this faith and this belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that everything comes from him and everything goes back to him, and he's the only one that will provide and help us, this was another sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, keep reading the signs of Allah wherever you are.